feel a Yankee. They're gonna learn to feel a Yankee. Everyone knows they play the win. Cause they're the New York Yankee. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Rusty Rages Variety Show. My name is, of course, Rusty Rages. You can just call me Rusty. Real name is Russell. This is the second episode. It has been about a month since I recorded the last episode. I know. I'm very sorry about that. I had to get some things together, and I had to get the microphone set up and everything so it would sound better, because last time I did it off my phone and it didn't sound that great, and I wanted the quality to be a little bit better. You probably can hear my computer in the background. You probably hear that. I'm very sorry about that. There's nothing I can really do about that because my mic is literally like right next to my computer, so I'm very sorry about that, but hopefully you guys enjoy the episode regardless, and maybe I can figure out how to get rid of that sound somehow in post when I figure out how to do this stuff better. All right, so we're going to talk about the Yankees. We're going to talk about some video games, some movies, some things that have come out over the past couple weeks. I don't have a set sheet of what I want to talk about. I probably should have done that before I got on, but I didn't. So we'll just roll, and we'll do probably about a 30-minute show. I don't want to do too much. I don't want to go too long, I should say. So let's start off with the Yankees. So Yankees have been on a fucking roll. We've won 9 straight series. What the hell is that? We're 39-8. One second. We're 38-20, and 28-10 without Aaron Judge, and we're 32-11 since April 18th or some shit. It's crazy. Our record's ridiculous in the last 40 games. So last night we're playing a good game. We get the price. It's 3-2, and then the 7th inning happens, and Clint Frazier decides to just literally forget how to play baseball at all. He's not great in the field, period, but he literally just forgot how to play baseball last night. The dude, he goes to get a ground ball into the outfield. It got hit. And Luis Sessa wasn't that great, by the way. He wasn't that great. He was all right, but he pitched decent. If it wasn't for Frazier, his line's a lot better than it was last night. He probably gets up a run or two, but that's it. And then we probably win. It would have been 5-5. The game would have been tied. If Luis Sessa only gives up 2 runs, that's what he would have given up. Yeah, the game's tied 5-5. But so Clint Frazier, he misses a ball, a ground ball that goes right through his fucking glove. It goes right under his glove, and it's like, oh my god, dude, you just turned a friggin' single that the guys would have been on first and second. You just turned a single into a fucking triple, and the guy on first scores, so now it's fucking 4-2 or some shit. I forget what the fucking score was, but it was whatever. And then a couple plays later, he goes to dive for a fucking ball, and he misses it, and he dives at everything. It is in fucking infuriating that this man goes and dives at everything. If you watch Frazier, he just dives to dive. It's like there's no thought process. It's just diving to dive. And then in the next inning, in the 8th inning, it was the 8th inning, right? Yeah, in the 8th inning. It was either the 8th inning or the 9th inning. I forget what inning it was, but it's either the 8th or the 9th. He goes and takes one of the most laziest, shit-tastic routes to a friggin' hit I've ever seen in my life. I can't even do it for you can't see me, but he's lollygagging and he goes and the goal goes right by him and he's like, oh shit, I gotta go get this. And what would have been a single turns into another fucking triple. Okay, so as you can see, we lost last night's game. We lost last night's game 8-5. The team tried to make a comeback in the late innings. They scored 3 runs in the bottom of the 8th off of Barnes. They scored 3 runs off of Barnes in the 8th, and Barnes was going apeshit with the mound because the mound was super bad. So he was going apeshit. He was not happy. Alex Cora wasn't happy with the mound. He made them come out and put drying agent on there. But yeah, so we made a little bit of a comeback. We didn't finish it, but we made a comeback. So it shows that this team just does not quit. It has heart, and it's amazing to see that this team just doesn't give up. And it's special. This team's very special. I love this team. And let's look around and let's go over the rest of baseball. So, as I said, the Yankees are 38-20. They are 2.5 games up in the AL East over the Rays, who are 35-22. They've lost 3 in a row, all to Minnesota, after taking the first game of the 4-game set versus Minnesota. So they were going to lose the next 3. Boston's 30-29. They won last night's game, so they're on a 1-game winning streak. And then the rest of the AL East sucks. We're not even going to mention them. Minnesota is 40-18. I believe they have the best. Yes, they have the best record in baseball. Minnesota's 40-18 have the best record in baseball. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They've won 3 in a row, 3 against the Rays. And their run differential is like +109. Jesus, that's the best run differential. They have the best run differential by 10 over the Astros, who have a 99 run differential. And then the Twins have an 11.5 game lead on the Chicago White Sox and Cleveland Indians, both of them. And so the White Sox and Indians are 29-30. The AL Central, I'm calling it right now. The AL Central is O-V-E-R, over. It's over. Done. Call that series. Call that division, not that series. Call that division. And then the AL West, the Astros are 40-20, so they're also a team with 40 wins. They're 20 games above 500. The Twins are 22 games above 500, by the way. So, yeah, Astros are 40-20. They're 7-3 in their last 10. They've won 3 in a row. As I said, their run differential is 109. Their next closest is Texas at 30-27. The Rangers, the Texas Rangers, are playing pretty good baseball. They've won 3 in a row. I think they're actually doing pretty good. Let's go check. I'm on MLB, so just give me 1 second. I gotta get to their page. Loading. Yeah, they're 5-1 in their last 6. 5-1. And they're 10-4 in their last 14. And 13-5 in their last, 18? Yeah, 13-5 in their last 18 games are the Texas Rangers. That's pretty goddamn good. 13-5? That's very, very good. Obviously, the fucking Astros are ridiculous right now, so they're really not making up much ground. But the Rangers are playing very well. They did some good signings in the offseason. Mike Minor, I believe they signed in the offseason. He's pitched very well for them. The guy that was on the Yankees last year, Lance Lynn. Lance Lynn's pitched pretty well for them. I don't have his stats in front of me, but I'm pretty sure he's pitched pretty well up to this point. They're 8.5 games back of the Astros, so they got a long way to go. But they are the second wild card right now. They are a game up on the Red Sox, who are 30-29, as I said before. And then two games up on the White Sox, the Indians, the Angels, and the Athletics. So the AL wild card is very close. The divisions are not close, except for the AL East. That's the only one close that's within 5 games. Hell, that's within 3 games. And then let's go to the National League. Phillies are 33-26. They have a 1-game lead over the Braves, who are 32-27. The Phillies, by the way, have lost 4, while the Braves have won 2. The Mets are in third place. They are 28-31. They are 5 games back. They've lost 2 in a row. The Nationals are 26-33. They are 7 games back. They've won 2 in a row as well. And then the Miami is 21-36, and they are just somewhere in the ether. They're there. They're 11 back, but they're there. AL Central, the Brewers are 34-26. They've won 2 in a row. The Chicago Cubbies are 31-26. They are 1.5 games back. They are 2-8 in their last 10, and they've lost 3 in a row. The St. Louis Cardinals, who were on the verge of just falling off the fucking map, have won 4 in a row. Excuse me. They are 6-4 in their last 10, and they are 30-28, 3 games back of the Brewers. And then the Pirates are 28-30. They've lost 2. They're 5 back, 3-7 last 10. The Reds are 27-32, 6.5 back, 5-5 in the last 10, 2-game losing streak. And then the last division, the, excuse me, my voice is really hurting me. The Dodgers, they're 41-19. They've won 5 in a row. And they're 9-1 in their last 10. But here's the crazy thing. They're 9 games up on the next closest. But the Colorado Rockies are 31-27. As I said, they're 9 games back, but they're 9-1 in their last 10. So they haven't even been able to make up ground on the friggin' Dodgers because the Dodgers have been so freaking good. The Rockies have won 8 in a row, so that's very good. And then you got San Diego trailing behind at 30-29. They're 10.5 back, 5-5 in their last 10. They've lost 2 in a row. The Diamondbacks are 30-30. They're 11 games back. They've won 2 in a row, 5-5 last 10. And then San Francisco 24-34, and they're not good. They're like Miami, Seattle, Kansas City, and Baltimore, who are just bleh. Like, that's crazy. Baltimore, it just hit June. Baltimore is 20.5 games back. Kansas City is 21.5 games back. Seattle, who started like 12-2 or 13-2, some shit like that, they're 16 games back already. They fell off the fucking map, huh? Miami's 11, Cincinnati's 6, and then San Francisco's 16. So the teams that are in last and whatever, this is not very good. MLB is competitive balance, and MLB is not great. It is very top heavy. Let's check out the NL wild card. So you got Chicago's the first team, and then Atlanta. Actually, they're tied. They're tied for the first spot, and then Colorado's right there. They're half game back. St. Louis is 1.5 back. San Diego's 2. Arizona's 2.5. Pittsburgh's 3.5, and the Mets are 4 games back. Are the Mets 4 games back in their division too? They're 5 games back. So the Mets basically are at the same spot in the wild card as they are in their division. Oh yeah, all the teams are playing very well. All the top teams, all the good top teams. The Yankees, the Rays, the Twins, Astros, Phillies. By the way, the Phillies and Yankees are my World Series pick. I have that on the internet somewhere, on the interwebs. It's on my Twitter. I could probably find it if I searched it. Yes, yeah, sucks we lost, I'll say, but it doesn't really matter because we took the series against Boston, so that's all that matters is we took the series. It would have been friggin' awesome if we could have gotten a sweep, but it was not to be, and that is okay. We didn't need to get a sweep. It would have been, like I said, it would have been great. It would have been friggin' awesome. But yeah, we didn't need it. What else should we talk about today? I think baseball is done. Basketball. The Raptors lost to the Warriors last night. And they had a chance to win, but they went cold. I didn't play well down the stretch. I didn't watch the game, so I'm taking a guess on that. But I'm pretty sure they just didn't shoot well, so I just didn't play well in the stretch. Because it was like 99-106 with like 3 minutes left. And they couldn't score. So either the Warriors played real good shutdown defense, or they just, like I said, did not play very good down the stretch. Over the weekend, Anthony Joshua lost to Andy Ruiz Jr. in one of the most prolific upsets ever. Oh my god, is this recording?